This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, March 13th. God's word for you today is Secure Step. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 30, verse 21, and it says, "Your ears will hear sweet words behind you. Go this way. There is your path. This is how you should go whenever you must decide whether to turn to the right or the left." The world that we live in is very fragile. Just one outbreak of some virus and everybody is wondering what is going to happen. Has the end come? A whole nation can be wiped off with a nuclear weapon. One will think that because of how fragile the world is, that man will be humble. With how fragile our world is, we should be humble people. But it is as if man is getting more and more arrogant by the day. Things are unstable, and the more things become unstable, the more we should depend on and rely on the things that remain stable. A rabbi said, "The more things change, the more we must depend on the things that never change. The more things become uncertain, the more we should depend upon the one, the God, who is certain. The more things become unreliable, the more we should depend on the most reliable one." Over the next few days, we are going to be looking at five things that we need to know, five things that will illuminate our lives, five things that will solidify our lives and will make us unshakable, unmovable, five things that will make us rooted and planted, even as God wants us to be. Some years ago, I listened to a radio show of someone interviewing the late Dr. Miles Moreau. The interviewer asked, "If I never meet you again, give me one thing that I need to know from you." And the late Dr. Miles Moreau said, "That is pretty easy. If I never meet you again, one thing you must know." And I sat at the edge of my seat because I needed to hear that one thing that I must know. He said, "One thing you must know at every point in time is what to do next." I thought about it, and that is so true. At every point in time, even right now as you're reading this devotional, one thing you must know is what to do next. The five key to secure your next step. You have to secure your next step. The word of God says in Isaiah 30 verse 21, "Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go, whether to the right or to the left." Beginning from today, in the name of Jesus, your own ears will hear, "This is the way, walk in it." Your own ears, not your mother's or your father's, not your uncle's, not your spouse's. God did not even say your pastor's ear will hear. He said, "Your own ears will hear." You will not lack direction in the name of Jesus. Your own ears will hear, "This is the right way. This is the way." Whatever way you need to take. So, the first thing you need to do is to secure your next step. And God demands that we grow and we take our next step. You cannot grow, you cannot advance without motion. Let us pray. Father, according to your word, my own ears will hear your voice, and my own legs will follow your leading to the right path. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.